Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's just me today. No Becky, she's having a random day off. How are you? Hope your bank holiday weekend was good. You're probably kind of over that by now, though, because it's like 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Tell you what I love. Welcome back to the one that doesn't speak, by the way. Hello. He's had a lovely week off. He's looking tanned and relaxed. I do love it when people show you their photos of their holiday. And he's just been doing that on his phone. Looks like a nice place you stayed in there in Spain. Real nice. Now, you know how your mum and dad used to make a whole evening of it, where they get friends and family around, maybe do a small buffet and make them watch a slideshow of your holiday photos? He's kind of doing like the modern equivalent of that now on his phone. So he is doing us a little slideshow, me and Gemma, who's working on the show today. It looks really nice. He's just offered, by the way, if you'd like to see them as well, maybe we could do some kind of lovely slideshow online where you can also see the one that doesn't speak's holiday photos from his nice time he had in Spain. Let me know if you're up for it. Right, today, Tiny Temper, Biffy Clyro, something incredible that happened at EastEnders last night, and a big announcement coming up.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Ah, these are brilliant, these photos. There's the one that doesn't speak in the pool. Next one. Yeah, there he is by the same pool. Yeah, really good. Oh, there's the one that doesn't speak with some llamas. That's really nice. They had llamas, did they? And there's the one that doesn't speak. Oh, that's where he was staying. And there's another picture of where he was staying, quite similar to the last one. Oh, and he's taken a picture of the food he ate on one night as well. That looks really nice. I don't understand why people do that. Why do you take pictures of food? Gemma, who's on the show today, has been doing this quite a lot recently, haven't you?
Yeah.
Taking pictures of... Was it just the nice meals you have?
The nice ones.
Right, and putting them on Facebook. Getting quite a lot of comments as well. Weird. Okay, Biffy Clyro, God and Satan next. Listen, if you're a fan of Katy Perry... You are? Okay, you might want to put something in your diary or in your file of facts like I've got, or on the calendar in your kitchen, on the wall, for Thursday, OK? Where Thursday is, just put Katy Perry, and I'll give you some details of exactly what it is we're doing with Katy Perry very soon that you might well want to be involved in if you're a fan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're still sifting through all of the One That Doesn't Speak's holiday photos. God, how many... Not being rude, because they're really nice, but how many more are there to go? 30 more. 300 more. Oh, God. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
Oh, it's Jack from Liverpool.
All right, Jack from Liverpool, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, well, it is. I was just listening to the show, and the holiday photo struck a chord with me.
Yeah.
Me and my wife are forced to sit through my brother-in-law's every year.
What, so he invites you round specially just to look at his holiday photos?
Yeah, we have to go down to Northampton especially, so he can show us all his pictures and videos.
You go from Liverpool to Northampton, and it's like a special night where you just get to see his photos of wherever he's been.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. Where was the last one, then?
In Thailand.
How many photos?
600, and there were some of you, Scott.
Some of me?
Yeah, well, allegedly, but it was the back of your head. He says it was you, but we've been unable to verify.
What, so in some of the 600 pictures, he goes, and that one is, back of Scott Mills' head, that one.
Well, yeah, he's very proud of them.
Where was I? Where did he take this alleged photo?
It was in a club. It was dark. So it could have been anyone, but he says it's definitely you.
Definitely the back of my head.
Yeah.
In a dark club.
Yeah.
Well, I could be. Really could be.
Were you there in January?
I was, actually.
Well,
so it probably is me. Oh, God. Can I just ask? He hasn't been to South Africa, has he?
No, he's not, no.
Right, because there's things about South Africa and the trip there that I don't ever want to kind of, you know, be said.
I think you're safe there.
Okay, cool. Nice one.
Okay.
How long did the slideshow presentation take?
Well, he has to do his comments on each one, so he's looking a good few hours.
Wow. And is there, like, a buffet? What happens?
No, there's not usually... There's some wine, but we usually have to bring that as well.
Oh,
so
right.
It's just, as you can imagine, it's not great.
That's a long time of looking interested, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I usually fall asleep.
Yeah, fair play.
So.
Do you want to give me a high five or what?
Yeah, go on then.
Go on then. Yeah. Love you!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello, EastEnders. or hello, EastEnders production office, or the writers of EastEnders. I think that they may now be doing this on purpose, just to amuse us. I've got a lot of tweets about this over the weekend. This is from last night's EastEnders. You know Jean and her favourite dish that she makes all the time?
Sausage surprise!
We love Jean saying that. Well, so many people shocked at this. Listen to Becca suggesting what to cook on last night's Enders, and then Stacey Branning brushing off Jean's favourite recipe as if it was nothing.
Meanwhile, should I run us up some food? I could do my chilli. I've got all the stuff.
Yeah, why not?
And what about your mum? Does she want some, or...?
Oh, no, not if it ain't sausage surprise.
The nation was in shock last night. I think they might now be doing that just to please us. I don't know, but, like... Sausage Surprise has been on quite a lot lately.
Sausage Surprise.
Sausage Surprise.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
A lot of people loving the new version of Sausage Surprise on the text. Thanks for that. I can't believe Stacey was so damning of it. It's a delicious dish. Right, now, here's a story that I've just heard, okay, about a girl who is a friend of our boss, right? So she was living in halls at university. Comes home one day, opens the door, and... the whole of her flat where she's living in halls is completely ransacked. I mean, like a proper burglary has gone, all right? So everything is tipped everywhere. Loads of her CDs have been nicked. There's stuff all over the floor. Even the TV is stolen. And obviously, when that kind of thing happens, you are very distraught about it. So she's quite shaken. She's upset. Rings up her mum, first of all, and says, "Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I've been burgled. What do I do?" Obviously, is very distressed about it. Then calls up her friends from university who live in the same halls and go, "I don't know what to do. We've been burgled. The stuff on the floor, the TV's gone, the CDs have been nicked. I'm so upset right now," as you would be. It's quite a... it's happened to me. It shakes you up. And her friends go, "Oh, yeah, about that, that was your boyfriend." Now, apparently, she was... this is absolutely true. She was really bad at double locking the doors. So, to teach her a life lesson, her boyfriend of the time completely ransacked the house and made it look like she had been burgled. So that in future, she will double lock the door. So there were no burglars, it was just her boyfriend of the time. He even took the TV, which is quite harsh. Is that a good way of teaching someone a lesson? I don't know.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Hannah.
All right, Hannah, what's going on?
When I lived in halls, I never locked my door. I'd go home for the weekend and leave it open the whole time. I know. Once I went out to get some McDonald's. When I come back, walked into my room, it was completely empty.
What, everything gone?
Everything had gone. My pictures had gone off the wall, and there was hundreds of them. My DVDs had gone. They'd taken all my course books, everything. Oh. I was surprised. I looked round. All my flatmates standing behind me. They all started laughing. We had a spare room. They'd completely taken everything and set it back up in the spare room as it had been in my room, just to teach me a lesson.
Did you double lock the door after that?
No, I still didn't lock the door after that.
But at least they were there.
Some people never learn.
At least they were there, like, straight away to go, "Ha!" Whereas this poor girl that we're speaking about earlier, she had to ring her mum and go, "I've been burgled," and then had to ring her mates in halls, and then they went, "Yeah, actually, that was your boyfriend. Sorry about that."
Oh, that's horrible. No, I know the feeling that when I walked in and everything was gone, my stomach turned over. But yeah, at least they didn't leave me waiting.
Yeah, it didn't work on you, though, did it?
No, but then it did take us about 4 hours to move everything back.
So it was in the spare room, but completely set up as it would be in your room?
Yeah, exactly the same.
Okay. God, yeah. They must have been bored.
Yeah, they were. I'd only been gone about 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, they moved quick.
40 minutes to get it out, and then another 4 hours to rearrange it exactly the same in the spare room?
Yeah, because they wouldn't help me put it back.
All right, just you then.
Yeah, on my own.
High five to that, please. Press 5 on your phone.
Okay.
Oh, what's that? That was a 5 and then a 4 or something.
2 5s.
That's a 5. Love you!
Love you!
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know Katy Perry? Have you ever thought to yourself, "I wish she would do whatever I asked her to do"? You ever thought that? Have you ever thought to yourself, I've got a few suggestions for Katy Perry, but I'll never get to ask her? Because, let's face it, up until now, you've never had the opportunity, have you? It's not like Katy Perry's going to suddenly just turn up at your house and say, OK, so, like, what do you want me to do? Well, here is your chance. On Thursday, Katy Perry is going to be back on this show. She's going to be here from 5 until about 6.30, so we've got loads of time with her, and it's going to be great fun. I think she's on good form at the moment. I just saw her Twitter earlier. I think she's in Paris at the moment. So she's going to Zoom in, and she's going to be on this show between 5 and 6.30, and this is on Thursday. So Katy Perry fans, put Thursday on the calendar on your wall, or in your file of fax, or generic diary, or in your phone, or whatever. But then, and here's the very exciting bit, at 6:30, we're going to be doing something very special with Katy Perry. At Radio 1 Online, you will be able to see Katy live, and she will do whatever you want her to do. Maybe you want Katy Perry to, send a message to your mum. Maybe you want Katy Perry to do the Macarena. Maybe you want Katy Perry to make a ham sandwich for you online. All this is possible. Maybe you might even want her to, do a version of her song that we made her do that I don't think she even knows she's recorded, Lollipop Lady. First thing she'll hear about it.
Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say, hold up.
Yeah!
Lollipop Lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop Girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop Lady. I wanted to be one of those girls. Put my hands up.
Doesn't even know about it, but you can ask her to do it. You can ask her to do Lollipop Lady.
And say,
live on Thursday.
Yeah!
So it's You Control Katy Perry, and it's this Thursday. You will be able to text in your suggestion, and Katy will do what you say. Within reason. Obviously, you need to keep it clean. So Katy on this show from 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and then at Radio 1 online from 6:30, You Control Katy Perry. It's going to be amazing.
Podcast.
Just going through some of the early suggestions for you, what you want Katy Perry to do when you control her on Thursday. It's going to be live at Radio 1 Online. This isn't one of those like late night channels. This is proper, right? This is 6:30 in the evening. God, you lot are so predictable sometimes. Things that we could actually ask Katy Perry to do. I want to see her kiss a girl and like it is one of the suggestions that we can read out. Someone says, will Katy Perry do ironing? Now, I like that idea a lot because I have got a whole stack of it right now. Maybe what I could do is bring in my ironing on Thursday. Then we get Katy Perry online. And would you lot maybe just text in for me, do Scott's ironing? And then, brilliant, I get my ironing done by an actual megastar. Thing is, after Katy Perry's ironed one of my shirts, do I ever want to wear it again? Or do I want to just like put it in a glass case and go, yeah, Katy Perry ironed that? You wouldn't want the creases to come out, would you? Could you, the one that doesn't speak, and Katy do the Macarena? I'd love to see that. Maybe. Loads of people do want Katy Perry to make them a ham sandwich. So have a think about it. What would you like to see Katy Perry do for you? It's going to be at Radio 1 Online from 6:30 on Thursday. You Control Katy Perry. She'll be back on the show. You can text in your suggestion. Keep it clean. And Katy will do what you say live at Radio 1 Online for a whole hour. It's going to be good, this.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And
someone says, can Katy Perry draw a tractor? I think that's from a farmer. I love a young farmer. I don't see why not. I couldn't do that. I can't draw anything, as you know. But, yeah, could ask her. I don't know how good she is at art. Someone says, I like this one, I want Katy Perry to do 40 of those, Brucey style.
But I always find this a good one to do, because it's just, it stops you falling to sleep, actually. 40 of those.
I can't wait to explain that to her. Yeah, Katy, could you just, like, roll your trousers up there and just slap your legs 40 times? Is that all right? Why? Just do it. Bruce Forsyth does it. Any more suggestions? You control Katy Perry, Thursday.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Earlier on in the show, we were talking about how someone's boyfriend taught her a life lesson. This is somebody that knows our boss. She never used to double lock the door at her halls where she was living at uni. He kept on and on at her to double lock the door. So he went in one day, kind of ransacked the whole place to make it look like she'd been burgled, stole the TV, the whole lot. Harsh, but just trying to teach her a life lesson. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, what's your story?
Well, my girlfriend's dad teaches her life lessons all the time, probably once a week, I reckon.
Every week?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, go on.
And this particular week, he'd been round to our flat and seen it was a bit messy, all kinds of stuff everywhere. And he waited for us to go away that particular weekend, came into the flat with his spare key and took a load of photographs.
Right, and it was a right mess, was it?
Yeah, there was the sort of stuff you don't want your father-in-law to see on the floor, you know?
Okay. What, the pants, bras, that kind of thing?
Pants, bras, yeah, everything like that.
Mm.
Anyway, so that was life lesson number one, to take some photos to say, you know, in case anyone comes around, you should be tidy. And life lesson number two was he hacked into her Facebook to teach her a lesson not to have an obvious password.
Her dad?
Yeah, her dad, which I don't know what he saw on there. And he uploaded these photographs. So to give her a second life lesson is to don't have an obvious Facebook password.
Well, couldn't that is bang out of order. Couldn't he just have said to her, don't get an obvious password?
No.
Okay, good. Any other ones that he's done? Because if he does it, you know, once a week.
Yeah, last week we were in Edinburgh, you know, with the Edinburgh Festival, and yes. We have a huge map and all these things, and we decided on a particular show we wanted to go to, and he said to her, okay, you lead the way with the map. So off we go, and you know how there's all these steep steps and stuff through Edinburgh?
Right.
He let us walk for probably about 20 minutes in the wrong direction before he said, you know, you're going the wrong way and you need to learn to read maps.
So he was with you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And let you go in the wrong direction for 20 minutes because that was a lesson to read a map properly?
Yeah, so the lesson was that we missed the show.
Right. Wow, you never know what's coming next with him, do you?
No, and we're just preparing for our wedding now, so
oh,
that's going to be fun.
Oh, no. What's going to happen there? good luck with that.
Thanks.
Give me a high five.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Hang on a minute.
Love you.
Love you.
Oh, double high five.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Exciting news, everyone. Well, if you work in this office anyway, you know the big boss of Radio 1? Like the big boss. He's having a clear out right now, and he is giving away most of his CD collection, which is brilliant. We got an all-staff email earlier saying, hello, everyone, come and get the CDs. I reckon he's probably got one of those new like fangled MP3 players now, so he doesn't need to get CDs in his life anymore. So what he's doing, he's offering people the chance to go up to his office today and collect anything you want from his CD collection. Now, that's brilliant, isn't it? Because I don't think many bosses would be kind enough to do this. You just go up and you get a free CD. He's had a massive clear out over the weekend in between going to Reading and Carnival. And they're all there ready for you to take now. And I'm just wondering what kind of CDs our big boss will have, because you can tell a lot about somebody from their record collection, I think.
My mind's telling me no.
No one that doesn't speak.
But my body.
I don't want to think about that.
My body's telling me yeah.
Turn that off. Now, Gemma, who's working on the show today, would you be kind enough to go up to the office, the big boss's office, and see what's left?
Yeah.
Would that be all right?
I can do that.
Okay, and, you know, just see if there's any of the CDs that we want or we've even heard of.
Okay.
Would that be all right? Just see what's left. I mean, you sent the email a couple of hours ago, so I don't know what we'll get. But go and have a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I'm so happy. I've actually got some brilliant stuff from our boss's big CD giveaway. I've got the entire first album by Tattoo. It's got all the things she said on it as well. I actually like this record. I've got Shaznay Lewis's solo album. Don't know any of these. I've got... Hang on. All these, just on his desk. The thing is, because it's your boss, you can't not take one, I've decided. You have to, because otherwise you're saying to your boss, no, sorry, I'm not taking one, you've got really bad taste in music. So I think it's quite career-limiting not to at least just take one off of the desk, even if you don't really want it. I've got... Oh, now this is good. I've got the Rooster album. Including Come Get Some, which I think I made Record of the Week at the time. It's quite good. And also one that he appears to have got free with of FHM. Now, I can't imagine my boss reading FHM, but it does look like it's one of those free ones. Bar Culture 2. Thanks for these, boss.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
This is Penny.
Hi, babes. How's it going?
It's good, thanks, yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Cheshire at the moment.
Chester?
Cheshire.
Oh, Cheshire. Whereabouts?
Yeah. In Knutsford.
Oh, yeah. That's well posh. good services, too.
I just wanted to say, I've got you on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, God, what for?
Well, I know you were supporting Oh My Lady Gaga.
Oh, MLG.
So I submitted a definition. Would you like me to read it out for you?
So you've put me on Urban Dictionary, like, without me knowing about it, but on my behalf.
Yeah. Do you want me to read it out for you?
Yeah, what does it say?
It says, OMLG stands for Oh My Lady Gaga, seen on Channel 4 programme Ugly Betty and encouraged by Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills. This phrase is another more glamorous way of saying OMG, meaning Oh My God.
Oh, thanks so much.
You're welcome. I thought we'd try and push the phrase.
It doesn't mention about how, like, all young people say it in China, though, on text, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It's not just on Ugly Betty or this show.
No, don't but feel I like I can we take need to credit. Get you in there.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Thanks,
you're
Penny.
Welcome. All right.
How long did that take you to process? Because don't they write back to you and go, you have now been accepted?
I don't think it was that long. It was perhaps the next day or something. I got an email to say that it'd been accepted.
Lush. Thanks.
Yeah.
Give me a high five for that, please.
Hang on
a minute. OMLG. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.